K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan. Kids, I'm at K-State University here. Welcome back to another overcast day here in Kansas City, Missouri. Saturday, March 7th, 2026. Very first time listening to this podcast here on the weekend. Thank you for tuning into this latest episode of the show. Whether that is baseball here, we'll get to that in just a second. Women's tennis getting back on the win column there. I will get to that probably tonight. We'll see how the mood is. After I get home from work, we'll see what the mood is there. But if not, I'll definitely be recording it tomorrow because I'll have more time because I don't work on Sundays. Or the run of K-State Women's Basketball and everything else in between that. Thank you so much again for tuning in to the latest episode of the show. Getting straight on into it here. Game one with K-State Baseball. Back at it after taking 2-3 from Columbia last weekend in a home run derby, baby. Yesterday afternoon in Twin Family Stadium there as K-State ran away from SIUE from the Ohio Valley Conference in game 1-3, 14-5 there. I did see the highlight package. I did not see the first game. I did watch the basketball game yesterday, obviously, there. The women's basketball game, which, again, K-State women's basketball. Oh, by the way, I'm going to try to have this out around lunchtime. That's going to be just before, just before KUK State. So, got that going on today as well. So, a big game. So, a big lineup. Big Saturday. And, of course, the weekend preview will be out shortly. So, you got that going on. So, yeah, I totally forgot about that. maybe because that is because the basketball team is not so good. And watched a very good double daily delivery or whatever it's called yesterday, which has some good points in it there from Gold Power Cat, obviously. Tim Fitzgerald, Ryan Gibbert do those. They do a good job with those. And I didn't create so much content out of those myself. We also create our own content here as well. So, yeah, K-State Women's Basketball later on this afternoon, semifinal. Let's remind that where everybody that against number one seeded TCU in the Big 12 tournament, their magical run continues there. And what car would fall for K-State? There we go. In terms of that, we'll see about that. And before that, you got Dylan Sunflower Showdown Part 2 with KUK State in Allen Fieldhouse there. And yeah, I don't really expect much there. we'll see what happens there. That's before the women's game, and of course you have game two later on with the same two teams here out at Twin Family Stadium. 14-5, K-State put the bats on SIUE in game one. There, quote from Coach Hughes: really good win in a difficult night for pitchers and pitching coaches. It goes on to say, quote, tonight was going to be offense for a couple of reasons. The wind was really strong out of the coming from the south, and we know what that means at Twain Family Stadium. We were also playing against a very, very veteran lineup who's been productive in the past, so that was scary. Those games scared me, but we're lucky we had James Guyette out there and kept putting the ball in the zone, end quote there as well. Yeah, I did see the highlight package there, yeah. Barrett Matilak. We're getting him a second there, knocking out two home runs yesterday. And as Vasco continues to rake there for K-State there, as we go ahead and take a look. Let's go ahead and take a look inside that box score here as K-State put 14 on SIUE yesterday at Twin Family Stadium. Game two later on this afternoon. There's a lot of stuff. Thank you, K-State Women's Basketball. There's a lot of things going on today. Again, we'll get it all squared away more than likely tomorrow, unless I can squeeze one in after work. So we'll just go with the flow. Go with the flow, baby, on this particular podcast here. We will get the James Guyette. Why did that come up? We'll get the James Guyette in a minute. Box score, anyways. Yeah, so K-State opened up the scoring in the bottom of the first inning, putting 4 to first and 4 more in the second after SIUE got on the board in the top half of that inning, of the second inning there. There, and then SIUE cutting the lead some more there. And then K-State answered with one in the third inning and two more in the bottom of the fourth for K-State. Big three in the seventh. Now it's all the scoring there. I'm surprised this went nine innings. Also there. Yeah, SIUE, two in the second. I just talked about that. Two in the third, one to six. That was it there. K-State, 14 runs, 15 hits, no errors. SIUE, 5 runs on 8 hits, no errors there. James Gant looked all right, looked strong there. He picked up his second win of the 2026 campaign there. The loss goes to Jace Phillips there. He now drops to 1-2. And Adam Arthur, I think that's the first time we mentioned his name on the show. Maybe only the second time this is we mentioned that name. He gets the save, which I don't know. I don't know why. Why is the save situation? I don't understand that. It's Vasco, another home run for him. Which, oh by the way, that was a grand slam in the first inning there as well. So, Vasco grand slam in the first inning to set the tone. Home run derby at Toyton Family Stadium there as K-State wins 14-5 in game one, first of three of that series at Toyton Family Stadium. Again, game two is later. Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, that other K-State podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri. Yeah, it's Vasco, 2-for-4 in the game yesterday. Five driven in, including that 4 out of 5 of those runs. Basically, 80% of those runs coming out via grand slam. As well, and the other one to have a multi. Oh, no. Ty Semolowski also went yard in this game. And I go back to the hold up. I go back to the saw the highlight packets. I go back to the It's Vasco home run grand slam. the outfielder for SIUE. I don't know, is doing an acting job right there, or what was that, but. That was long developed there. I don't know if it was Matt Walters on the call or whatever it was. It sounded like long developing call, developing play and stuff there. But it was like, it's a grand slam. Yes. it sounded just like that. So I was like, huh? All right. Did he hit it out or did he catch the ball? What happened at that? That sequence there took a little bit too long to describe there. I'm calling what it is. I'm just telling you what happened. I'm not saying hey, we'll try to pull no punches, but hey, I'm just saying, you know what I mean? So there's that. Semolowski went deep. He had a big day. He had 4-for-4, Semolowski, and I did hear Matt Walters and I think it was Ryan Clark, not Pivot Ryan Clark, Ryan, or Matt Clark, saying that, you know, they need more production from this lineup. Well, yeah, you know, this team has a pretty good depth itself. My guy Shantero, he hit, what, sixth in the lineup here? Yeah, he hit sixth in this. Yeah, he hit sixth today. Or yesterday, excuse me, here. Robbie Boland back in the leadoff spot yesterday in game one there. Yeah, 4-for-4. Semolowski had a big day there. He drove in 3 of the runs. Barrett Matlack, like I said, Barrett Matlack, big day for him. Slugging 2 out of the yard. He also driven in 4 runs as well. So you get driving 5 from your cleanup. This is what you need from your cleanup guy, right? That's why they call it the cleanup person, because A, you're gonna get RBI chances, and Isla Vasco did just that yesterday. And if you get production from the bottom of the lineup too, Semolowski drove in 3, Matlack, the catcher, drove in 4 runs himself yesterday afternoon in this big win for K-State. You get this type of production, you're gonna be in the major leagues, whether it's major league and even college baseball, because you get production from Obama order, that's just going to make your lineup that much dangerous. And I think K-State has a veteran lineup themselves, too, for that matter. So you have that. Guyette and the limited pitching continues for K-State. So only two pitches for K-State yesterday. Gallet goes six, seven hits, gives up all the runs there. Walked one, struck out eight. And then Adam Arthur came on to clean the rest up there with three strong innings. Gave up a hit, walked one, and struck out four. So a total of 12. The combination of Gallet and Arthur striking out 12 SIUE batters in this blowout win there. On the other side, Jace Phillips did not last long. Only 1 2/3, seven hits, eight runs given up. All of those are earned. Walked one, struck out one. Noah Johnson, Trent Kohler, and Andrew Ressler was the lineup there for SIUE in this defeat for them there as well here. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports here. Other notes here. Yeah, so it looks like here. Let's see here. So for the Cougars of SIUE, right, from the Ovalle Conference there, it looks like it was Thomas Allen. That's not a name. That's the last name there. He was the only person in that lineup yesterday in game one to have a multi-hit game there as well. K-State, and I've not talked about this much, the home run ball was huge yesterday. Or not yesterday. Well, yesterday for sure. But over last year, right, K-State was slugging the ball out of the yard. I think they had a career. They made a history with like some 40-plus home runs last year. So they brought it back. And yeah, we know all about that win, baby. And it's potentially you're running. But yeah, so wait. So yeah, Samulski go deep. Bear Matlack went deep twice. And Iskovoska went deep. If I'm telling that correctly, four home runs for K-State yesterday. A team last year that really relied on a home run ball last year. Brought it back a little, some more yesterday as well. So, again, you get more production from your lineup, from the bottom of the order. That's just going to make your lineup that much more deeper than it is already is there as well. And of note here. This is why I said, like, I never heard of this team before. SIUE? What the hell? K-State SIUE. This weekend. As we continue on the start of the Saturday, obviously. We started yesterday. This is the first meetings between these two schools. 126-year history there as well. And going back to the Grand Slam by Iskovoska. Again, I keep bringing him up. Already. The third Grand Slam of 2026 for K-State offensively. Oh, so they're cashing in big, baby. When we had opportunity, you want to get. And I haven't listened to the whole episode yet. Emma Gray Surley, obviously on the running front, been in the news obviously a ton for unfortunately a bad circumstance, like I talked about on my other podcast, which came out last night. EG3 Pod, go check it out. Same feed as you get the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Now I gotta go back. I was on a roll there and now I forgot. Oh man, but anyways, yeah. So, oh damn it. Yeah, I lost a train of thought there for a minute. Crap, but anyways, yeah. So yeah, Emma Gray Surley was in the news there for the unfortunate circumstance there. You know, so yeah. Now I'm all off track because I lost train of thought. Was going to say there, but anyways, moving on. Well, other notes here, real quick. Yeah, Gallet, in four starts this year. James Gallet, three of the four starts, he has struck out eight of the posting batters. Well, the opposing team's batters. In three of four games, he struck out eight. And another note there to note there. Robbie Boland now has reached in 12 straight games there as well. That sucks. I was on a roll with the whole with Emma. Yeah, opportunities. Yes. There it is. There it is. Opportunities, yes. And that word keeps coming up to my even to me. So I'm like, what are you doing? You mean Yeah. I'll explain when I record the New York final preview tomorrow. See, tomorrow preview. So I'll have that the morning after my last long, if you want to call it longish run or whatever, I'll call it that last not long run before the big dance next weekend. But that word opportunity keeps coming up, right, in my brain. Like, all right. It was like, you have so many chances. And like baseball games, right? You have so many chances to produce. And that's why you these 2-1, 3-2, 4-3 games, I'm like, you've had all day. You had all game to drive in runs. This goes for K-State baseball too. And get cash in. And these games, especially with these baseball games, comes down to these little bit of fundamentals, right? You want to cash in the opportunities, and right now, currently, K-State offense, they've lost a couple of games that, you know, they were in, you know, when you get runners on base, you want to cash in, you want to have opportunity to cash in, and K-State did that yesterday, so that's what I was trying to get at. I'm sorry, because I'm like, oh, damn, I was rolling a roll there, and the word opportunity keeps coming up in my brain, and I heard it again on in this other podcast I'm listening to right now. So it's like, time is, you know, that's the essence. You mean, you know, we don't know what's gonna happen. So you don't know. You gotta take advantage of what you got. Gotta take advantage of it. And despite whatever it is, gotta find a way. It don't matter. I told myself it don't matter. Yeah, gotta find a way. You know, so we're almost there. Gotta figure out the final details, and I think we got a solution. But anyways, speaking of solutions, K-State looks to continue their offensive prowess later on today against the Cougars from SIUE. Coverage starts at 4. Well, game 2 starts at 4. So you're going to have, if you're a K-State fan, this, again, like pretty much every Saturday, the perfect Saturday for you guys, right? Because you have activity. Men's basketball kicks us off. Men's basketball, yeah, that's unfortunately. Again, I'm not going to pay attention to these games. It'll depend. And then, of course, the women's game. But really, that really matters. The semifinal at 3, T-Mobile Center against number one seeded TCU in the Big 12 tournament there. And then during that, you're going to have a 4 o'clock start with game 2 of this series. So there okay, go on that. Oh, by the way, yes, K-State now 9-4. SIUE, we came in here with 5-8 record. Respect, kind of respectable record there. 5-9 heading to game 2 of a 3-game weekend series at Twin Family Stadium. For our Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're going to score K-State content. You know what it is. Best don't stop on Friday. We keep it moving throughout the weekend, like you're going to see right now. Should be able to get 2 episodes up. These up before work, so I don't have to worry about that being falling behind all of us and it's like that. So there's that. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast and and I think again the K-State was basketball team because they probably knew that Eddie's got something going on big going on next weekend. He's getting motivated. So I appreciate that. And you guys, but again, you guys, the women's ladies basketball team, whatever happens throughout the rest of the weekend, how this ends has been, they have been phenomenal, been fun to watch there. We'll see if the card reigns right again for K-State was basketball head coach Jeff Meany, Tess Hill, Nash, and the rest of the squad, and Jordan. I gotta mention cold-blooded Jordan Spicer. We'll see what happens there. We'll see what happens in game 2 later on this afternoon with our baseball team against the Cougars of SIUE. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas State 14, SIUE 5. K-State is now 9-4 on a 2026 season. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Cats. Okay,